Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Welcome to this edition of The Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. Hopefully you're having a magnificent day so far. Let me apologize for the voice already. It's raspy. No, I am not a jazz singer. I actually had three basketball games to coach yesterday, and the voice just isn't the same after that. So I apologize in advance for the raspiness of the voice, but nonetheless, I am here and I am ready to deliver. It is game five tonight, NBA Finals. So there's no excuses. We are here. We are ready. We're going to get this bad boy rolling. A lot of sound. Lot of stuff to get into today. So let's do it. Let's get this bad boy rolling. Like I said, this is The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down there and let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can become a club member. Get you access to the members' lounge. Plenty of TVs for you to sit there and watch. They have all the league passes. All the games are always on. And back there you have access to a refrigerator, microwave, everything that makes you feel like home. They do serve beer and wine. Now, if you do not want to become a member, there's no issue there. Just simply come in and relax and sit down. Still plenty of places to sit. Still plenty of things to do. Watch the games. Enjoy your beer and wine. And just enjoy the overall experience of Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now, if for any reason you can't make it down there, still no worries. Just go to Stogie World. STOAGIE World.com. Order them online. Get your order out early enough. It will ship the exact same day. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. But like I said, if you get down there, make sure you let them know that PLR sent you. Like I said, this is a special show. Thank you for joining us. We have about a half hour to get to you, to get you all the sound that we could get you before game five gets going on later today. So, game four was one of those games. Spoke about it the other day. Game four was one of those games where Suns led almost the whole game and it fell apart at the end. They didn't close the way that you expect this team to close, the way they've done all season. It's funny because for a team that talks about closing out quarters, the ultimate quarter is the fourth quarter. I don't think you got to see Chris Paul do what Chris Paul's done, not only in this game, but in the games prior to this. Chris Paul does not average five turnovers a game. That's just not who he is. A 7-5 assist to turnover ratio isn't what he normally does. I think the issue with Chris is that he's tired and he's a little bit banged up. But there are no excuses. He was asked directly, How do you feel? Is the hand bothering you? No, I'm fine, he said. Everyone is hurt now. Everyone's banged up. There is no way he's going to admit to being hurt and banged up. But is he fine to play? Yes, he's fine to play. I don't think that's going to be the worry of the Suns. Is Chris Paul injured? I honestly believe, ego aside, he would give up minutes to campaign if he was honestly hurt. Really believe that. We always talk legacy. If Chris Paul played 30 minutes instead of 35, if Chris Paul played 25 minutes instead of 35, and the Suns won a title, would we remember that? No. Everyone keeps talking legacy, legacy, legacy. Listen, I heard some yohos the other day talking about if Chris Paul loses in the finals, does he fall out of being one of the top 5 point guards of all time? That has to be the stupidest argument. That's called fodder. That's called, there's nothing really to talk about today. Let's create some crap to talk about. That's like me saying, does Michael Jordan really do anything in Washington? He's no longer the greatest basketball player to ever play. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that creation. CP is fine. He will not make the same turnovers. Look, instead of me saying it, I'll let him tell you himself. Here's Chris Paul talking about his turnovers for the previous three games.
Usually just playing. Just playing. It's something I don't dwell on. You know, even though it may be an anomaly for me, it happens. You know what I mean? I turned the ball over hella times before. End of the day, we got to win the game. You know, and me turning the ball over is not giving us enough shots at the basket. So I'll figure it out.
There it is. So you don't expect a guy that doesn't commit turnovers that lately has been turnover proof or turnover prone to all of a sudden be a turnover machine. It'll stop. He'll figure it out. Great players figure it. Now, the Suns have home court advantage. They've worked for home court advantage. I played for you what Monty said the other day about putting themselves in this position to have home court advantage. I'm going to play it one more time. So here you go.
Hey, let me tell you something. All of this is correct. We're in this situation right now because we put ourselves in this situation. I mean, in a good way. We got three games to win two. That's how you got to look at it. You can't have your head down right now. You got to stay together. That's the deal. What happened tonight is correctable. 17 offensive rebounds they got, 17 turnovers we had. Think about that, guys. We had a 21-point fourth quarter. We're making it hard on ourselves, okay? But we can't have our heads down. It's emotionally tough. But we got to know we put ourselves in this position. We got home court advantage. You got to keep your spirit high. That's the deal. Ever since I've been here, we talked about everything you want is on the other side of hard. This is hard. This is freaking hard. So you got to stick together. That's the deal. All right? Let's bring it in. Come on, guys.
He's right. They worked hard to get home court advantage. Now it's a best of three, and you got two at your own crib. But you can't just roll the ball out and say, we have home court. We're fine. Everything is good. Don't worry about it. That's why we have home court. Doesn't work like that. Chris Paul spoke about that.
We did what we were supposed to do. They did what we supposed to, they were supposed to do. You know, now we're coming back home and we got to protect home court.
Back right.
I hate it, but it's that simple. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't sweep but one series. You know, so this is what happens in a series. That's why they make it seven games. You know, and this is the final, so it's dramatic. So we got to protect home court and win the game tomorrow.
I hate to keep saying it's just that simple, but it's just that simple. But there's so many games in the game. Look, if you look at game four, and I may sound like a homer when I say this, and I usually never say this because there's obviously always a winner and a loser. And I hate when they do that. Did this team win? Did that team lose? Did that team lose? Did that team win? Did they give them the loss? Did the Sun lose that game? Or did Milwaukee win that game? Obviously, Milwaukee did what they needed to do down the stretch to win the game. But I think there are things that the Suns did that allowed Milwaukee to do that. Obviously, it was the turnovers. Obviously, it was not getting shots up. We get that. But the Suns also had 17 turnovers as a team. So, yeah, we can harp on Chris Paul and his five, but there were 12 more. And the difference is the Suns return a ball over a lot in live action. And I explained this a little bit the other day on the show, but I'll do it one more time. The difference between a live ball turnover and a dead ball turnover is if you commit an offensive foul, ball's coming in bounds, you can get sacked. You throw the ball out of bounds, ball's coming in, you can get sacked. Throwing balls to the other team, throwing the balls when they're easy steals, getting a ball slapped out of your hand, those are live ball turnovers, and they're getting you into a transition game. And let's just be honest. You don't want Greek Freak coming at you full speed on the fast break. Because 9 times out of 10, your business decision is to get the hell out the way. So we can harp on the five, but there were 12 more. 17 offensive rebounds. Someone has to put their booty on somebody. I don't care if you're oversized. You got to block out. You got to box out. You've got to have the mentality to get the rebound. It's one thing when there are bigs getting rebounds, but there are guards out rebounding the Suns. Drew Holiday cannot sneak in there for all those rebounds. Chris Middleton cannot sneak in there. The Suns, unfortunately, are going to have to balance their ability to leak out versus what's more important, and that's securing a ball on a rebound. Leaking out is pretty. Leaking out is fun. You're running the court. But if you don't have the ball, there's nothing to leak out for. Nothing at all. Monty touched on that yesterday morning. Spreading the floor on one side is good, but everybody's got to crash the boards.
It hasn't been bad. It's actually been pretty good. The turnovers probably hurt both groups more than anything. There is trepidation from a rebounding perspective. You know, we got to hit bodies before they get to the paint. And, you know, it's a little bit different not having an anchor out there like DA and not having Dario out there. But I think Torrey's, Jay, Cam Johnson, they've done a pretty good job of battling for boards. Torrey flies in there to get rebounds, and it's really helped us. So there is some give and take with that lineup, but it also allows us to spread the floor on the other end. And, you know, if we can, which we will, take care of the ball, I think that lineup will look even better.
Agreed, Monty. Agreed 100%. There's a way, there's this misnomer that you've got to always match size. You don't have to always match size. But everyone has to be cognitive and ready to put their bodies in positions to get rebounds. A lot more to it, a lot more to get into. Want to talk about Monty and a little bit more what he said the other night as he elaborates on how the Suns, sometimes you just got to be blessed to be in the moment and not always keep your head down when something goes wrong, but be able to lift yourself back up. So we'll get more into that. We'll do all that. Like I said, apologize for the voice. 3 games of coaching. I'm surprised I even have a voice to give this morning. But that's what we do. Keep our head up. We plow through. We keep it moving. We'll be right back in 30 seconds after these words. It's the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging out with us. This special edition of The Cave Show with PLR. As you know, we are live. You always can get us Monday through Friday just by going to thesportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Hit that listen live button, and there we are. If you missed the show live at all, there are no worries. Go ahead and hit that button. 24 hours or 23 other hours in the day, and all of our shows will pop up. Find one you like, listen to it again, or find one you missed, and check it out. Also, you can download us at iHeartRadio as well as Spotify. Slide that button over, that notification button. That way you'll know every time a new show is uploaded. You'll never have to miss an episode. Today's focus is Game 5, Phoenix Suns perspective. I know we do a lot of national stuff, but we are homers today as we talk about the Phoenix Suns and what they need to do to win Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Devin Booker scored 42 points the last game. Incredible game. But Devin wasn't perfect either. There are some fouls that he took that were unnecessary that cost him later in the game. There was a foul that was going to be a fast break. He prevented it by grabbing a jersey of Giannis. There was a foul where he shoulder blocked P.J. Tucker under the basket out of frustration. Those are the things you can't do. Those are the fouls you don't need. Now, the last one, he really didn't need because that was his fifth foul. But the tug on the jersey, I'll go back clear to game 3. There was a play that Freak was going up for a shot. DeAndre Ayton was contested. But he fouled him, and he fouled him partially on purpose. It was an unnecessary foul because you already have 3 fouls. Those 2 points are not worth you picking up the extra foul. Jay Crowder in game 4 committed a foul on Brook Lopez. Some people that were near me said, good foul. I said, no, dumb foul. 2 reasons. 1, Brook Lopez shoots free throws at 85%. So stopping him from scoring on a layup or on a dunk, he's going to go to the free throw line and get those same 2 points. So you've just given up a foul now that you could have used later. That foul, those 2 points that he was going to get anyway, was not worth you picking up the foul. See, there are times to give a foul. There are times when it's a good foul. If Cam Johnson is in the game and he commits that foul, big deal. Cam isn't going to play long enough to be in a position to get 5 fouls. Big deal. You can't take those unnecessaries. Not only are you giving a foul that you can save, every early foul puts them that much closer to the penalty. And we always want to bemoan, oh, the Freak can't shoot. The Freak can't shoot. Well, guess what? He found the rhythm. And it's not just his shooting you're worried about at the free throw line. They get in a penalty. Chris Middleton, 90% free throw shooter. Brook Lopez, 85% free throw shooter. Drew Holiday, 80% free throw shooter. That means every time you foul that team, those guys are going to the line too. You always have to think long game. So as good as Book was, Book can be better. The good thing about Book, he's always in the game mentally. CP3 was asked, is Book ready? What did you say to Book between games 3 and 4? Or what was said to him in games 3 and 4 to go from 10 points of poor shooting, 42 points, and a crazy outbreak type of a game?
I wish I had a better answer for you, but it's nothing. Nothing. Book been scoring the ball, playing for a long time, you know, so if it was a tough shooting night, game 3, like I said, that's an anomaly, you know, so you don't really think much about it. You're just like, oh, we got another game? Okay. You know, so it wasn't much. It wasn't nothing. I ain't say nothing to him. You know, you just go out there and play.
He continued.
All season long, Book has sort of had that mindset, you know, and you can tell, you can see it, you know, when he struggled with his teams here for so long, you know, you don't have as many televised games. You don't have games where the fans are like cheering and rooting against you, you know, so he's prepared for these moments, hell, since he was probably in high school or college, and now you just get a chance to see it.
It's amazing when you look back and you think of a guy that for years lost with this organization. For years. Always kept his head up. Always just kept grinding. And with Devin Booker, it wasn't the physical grind as much as the mental grind. It is hard to be on a team that constantly loses. It really is. It is hard to keep your mind in a winning mentality when everything around you sucks. It truly is. You have to not only have a cultural change, you have to be willing to accept that cultural change. We could talk about Devin and his ability to get buckets. We could talk about his ability to score. We could talk about his ability to defend. But what's the most impressive thing about Devin Booker is to be part of an organization that lost for so long. And in so many ways, I think the Suns could find a way to lose a game. 3 years ago when they won 15 games, believe me, I honestly think I was in the arena for almost all of the wins. They would find ways. We would joke in the media area that the Suns were finding ways to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. And then you have to go back in the locker room, and a lot of guys who are not here anymore wouldn't say much, but Booker, who's a star, got every microphone, and he got asked every question. What happened tonight? How did it go wrong? What are you going to do better? What is it that's going to change? And he stood there and answered every question. Never frustrated, obviously, at us with the losing. But there had to be a culture change. And there was. And there was an ability to accept that culture change and be part of the leadership of that culture change. DeAndre Ayton was asked about, hey, look, what happens after these losses? What happens after a tough defeat? What's going on? How is it looked upon? This team has a culture that they've built.
I mean, we have a culture here, you know, games and whether it's a loss or a win, we don't change the way we, you know, approach the game. We all still laugh and, you know, do what we have to do to, you know, really rejuvenate from anything we did before. You know, just coming together, talking, you know, is our culture, you know, coming in, seeing the net move and just, you know, talking about what we could do for the next game, stuff like that, you know, never changes.
And that's all you can do, right? That's all you can do. If you get down on yourself, beat yourself up, doesn't change anything. Devin Booker said the same thing.
I mean, we're always vocal, you know, as a team with each other. You know, win, lose, or draw. You know, we try to keep the mindset and the energy the same and keep it consistent. You know, I think whichever team is most level throughout, you know, all the commotion of the playoffs typically succeeds the most. So, you know, I'm going to keep our conversations as a team in-house, you know, as we do. But, you know, we're motivated. You know, we're embracing this moment. You know, I don't think at the beginning of the season anybody in this room or anybody in this league expect us to be in the situation that we're in. So we're excited for it.
I don't believe momentum carries over in the playoffs. I don't. I believe when a game ends, a game ends. And that's it. Every game takes on new meaning. Every game is either in a different city, a different ref, different vibe, different flow. I think the better team wins. I really do. I think in a seven-game series, the best team wins. And every single game is different. Devin said the exact same thing.
I mean, I said it one of my previous interviews. You know, the playoffs is an emotional roller coaster as it is. I mean, every series that we've been a part of, even the sweep in Denver, you know, playing each different game takes on its own personality and is in its own home game. So, you know, there's never a game that's the same. There's never a day that's the same in the playoffs. There's always new adjustments, new plays, and, you know, understanding home versus away. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but each game feels pretty much different.
Exactly. Every game is different. Listen. Suns will be fine. They'll correct their miscues, as Monty said.
When you turn the ball over that many times with our group, it's not something that you typically see. You know, they got hands on balls a few times, but a lot of it was things that, like I said at the end, that we can correct.
Exactly. But I want to leave you with this. Going into game five, every game is different. Everything changes. Monty gave an incredible speech at the end of game four. And I want to leave you with today, Monty talking about that and elaborating on what he meant. And if this doesn't get you ready, if this doesn't get your mind right, as he shifts, he always has the right thing to say. Listen to the way he answers this question. And listen to when you stop and put it in perspective why the culture of this team is the way that it is.
I think it's just life. You know, you're going to face stuff. You know what I'm saying? And the human tendency, the natural tendency is to, you know, drift and not count your blessings. And that was what I was trying to do, is remind our guys how hard they've worked to get to this point. And that was a tough loss, but any loss in the finals is a tough loss, you know? And so it was, I didn't really put much thought into it, which is usually what I struggle with, but our guys have accomplished so much and we have something right in front of us that I didn't want them to lose sight of, even in that moment. And I hope it served them and us well. But when you've been kicked around as much as I have in basketball and life, you learn that you have to keep your head up, look for the positives and everything, and count your blessings, because it's typically not as bad as you think.
I don't even know what else to say after that. And that's why I think the Suns have won. That's why I think the Suns win. And that's why I think the Suns will win game five. Your leader keeps everything in perspective. Suns will rebound better. The crowd will be crazy. They will be loud. Chris Paul will not commit as many turnovers. The Suns' role players will be better. Mikal Bridges, who I didn't even get a chance to play, it's out. Said, look, they paid attention to him. Listen, role players are role players for a reason. And it's not to knock them. It's not to minimize what they do. It's not different for Campaign and Mikhail when the focus is on them. There's a game plan to stop them. So it makes a difference. Makes a big difference. But they will be fine. When you have Monty as your coach, you always find a way. Everyone, thank you for joining us on this special edition, pregame 5 for the Phoenix Suns, Milwaukee Bucks. Get at it. We'll be back bright and early Monday. Well, not bright and early, but 1 o'clock on Monday, ready to roll. Please definitely check us out. Cave Show with PLR. Social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Caves with the K. Website is sportscave.com, Caves with the K. You get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until the next time, everyone, be safe. Thank you for hanging out with us a little bit this morning. Until the next time, Timps, bring us home.